College loan debt nationally has surpassed credit card debt, according to one report, with the average graduate of a public university leaving school owing $24,000. The debt load for newly graduated University of Arizona students isn't quite as deep.
For the University of Arizona, it is about $21,000 that students tend to leave with. That's increased a little bit over the last few years, but we see that trend going up nationally, but we're happy to be part of the lower end of that, being at about $21,000 a year.
That's Casey Urquidez, who is U of A Assistant Vice President for Student Affairs. She says paying off college debt can take years.
As students are graduating from the university, whether it be here or elsewhere, finding work and finding work that pays in the amount that they need sometimes takes a little bit of time.
Urquidez says U of A grads have a good record of paying their loans, but often need more time depending on their career paths.
As students are going out in the workforce, we find that they are paying their loans back. U of A actually has a very low default rate on their loans, but some students are going into public service. They're going into teaching, for example, maybe, where they have some loan repayment programs that are a little different.
But for most, the reality is that steep tuition increases in the last few years have burdened them with debt, and graduation means they must begin payback almost right away. Career Services Director Elaine Stover of Arizona State University says finding jobs that pay well right out of school becomes a priority.
Loans are a reality, and I think the higher tuition becomes, probably the more people will have loans. I think, to be realistic, a lot of people do have to go to work right after graduation to pay off their loans and other bills that they have.
Stover says that also means students need to be cautious about the kinds of jobs they accept and making certain their employers are informed of their economic circumstances.
So if we're talking with them, we would really encourage them to be careful about the position that they accept, realizing that if that's not in their field or it's not really in their career interest, they're just taking the job so that they can pay off their loans, that they be upfront with that employer.
That's the reality for the class of 2012. But going forward, one respite from college education debt comes this fall for in-state students at Arizona's three universities. For the first time in a decade, in-state tuition won't be increased. At the U of A, that means 1 year of full-time schooling will cost $10,035 for an Arizona resident. Urquidez says the stable tuition rate will help students and their families to plan.
We're very glad that there's not that increase for our in-state students, so at least it can help provide parents and families a little bit of that predictability and knowing what they need to put forward towards the cost of education, knowing that it's going to be a similar amount.
At the same time, she says, students and their families must be creative in assembling their financial plans to pay for college.
Students, I think, still are going to have to pull together to do some work of their own and package things together.
For college students, that effort is an ongoing process. For while the spring semester just ended, the beginning of the fall term is just 14 weeks away. I'm Michael Chihok, Arizona Public Media.